Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Joel Malkoff, a.k.a. the Ethics Giver, who demonstrates that ethical business decision-making isn't just the right thing to do, it's the profitable thing to do. His new book is Selling Ethically, a Business Parable, Connecting Integrity with Profits. And Mr. Malkoff, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. Thanks for coming out. So for starters, tell us what actually inspired you or motivated you to write this book, Selling Ethically?
Well, it's actually a personal journey from my own work life. I wrote the book over 8 years, nights, weekends, and vacation time. I'm right now running a medical device company, so I need to kind of squeeze it in extra time. When I graduated from Pace University with a business degree, I wound up, because of the energy crunch in 73, going into the car industry. So I wound up going from a very Ivy League academic world in a college to very cutthroat car sales. And it was a process of my growing from unethical selling methods to ethical selling methods after an epiphany, if you will. So it takes place as a journey, and the book is actually written as a parable. I always found parables are the best way for me to learn. It's more entertaining.
And I certainly do agree with you on that, and a good move and an interesting one as well. So take that further. Tell us about what actually inspired the choice to use a parable and how that unfolded for you.
Well, you know, years ago, I read a parable called The Greatest Salesman of the World, Og Magdillo, and it had a strong impact on me. And I see there's many parables or fables, if you will, written today. Many times they use animals and mazes and, you know, many different ways to get their point across. I enjoy a business fable. I think the difficulty is to embrace a good story with getting your business message across. And I didn't want to do it with subtitles or captions or summaries. I just wanted the business parable to get out there and people would be able to see examples, which is actually my life examples, and have that resonate and have them understand the ethics behind it.
Now, Mr. Malkoff, looking at the title here, why was this title actually chosen for the book and what is the significance of the title?
Well, I think the key selling ethically was focusing on the reader where he's a salesperson or a marketing person, and he's working his way through buyer-seller relationships. So I wanted to stay very focused ethically where it wasn't from academia and was clearly in a selling mode. And the subtitle, The Business Parable Connecting Integrity and Profits, the goal of that, Eric, was really to get the profit incentive out there. Because too many times when people think ethically in terms of a business relationship or a company acting ethically, it becomes more of an expense than something that could generate a profit. A business will feel like they need to do it. They need to be transparent. If it's in a competitive situation and it's apples to apples, a buyer will buy from an ethical company rather than a company that's not ethical. But it doesn't kind of equate to profit. So what I wanted to get out there was the concept of you can generate profits acting with integrity and ethically, because that's how you build long-term relationships. That's how you get referral sales. That's how you get bigger sales. And you also spend a good deal of less time and marketing expenses trying to find new customers, because you kind of burnt your bridges on one-shot sell to existing customers. So the key is really, from a businessman's point of view, what is it in it for me? It's generating a profit. From more of a spiritual point of view, you should be ethical because it's the right thing to do, and you do it just because it's the right thing to do. But I'm not doing a self-help book or a spiritual book. It's a business book. So the tie-in needs to connect very clearly with ethics and profit.
Well, I got to tell you, we talked to a lot of folks on this program over the years. I bet there's not, if there is one, I'd like to know, but there's not a lot of books written on selling ethically. I can just about bet on that. Today, we're joined by Mr. Joel Malkoff, a.k.a. The Ethics Giver, the author of his new book, Selling Ethically, A Business Parable Connecting Integrity with Profits. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us, what is the most important thing that people don't know about your subject that they need to know?
I think the one thing, as I mentioned before, ethics can generate profits. So I think there's a good understanding that if you act ethically, you can build long-term relationships, and that will generate, again, you know, referrals, larger orders, better customer base over a longer period of time. And I think a key part is that business people don't really appreciate that ethics is profitable. It's not just to give you a nice, transparent company image. So I think that's the biggest hole today. You know, people look at ethics as an expense, you know, hiring a chief ethical officer. And ethics really goes beyond just acting honestly, because acting honestly, you can do that, but still not be ethical. You can observe the letter of the law, which you have to do, of course, but really to be ethical and have an ethical code, you need to observe the spirit of the law, the intent. So the spirit of the law is going that step further. It's acting with fairness and goodness in your heart.
Now, Mr. Malkoff, what would you like to see happen as a result of this book and audiobook getting out to your audience? How would you like it to impact the world as well?
Well, it's probably because I come from a 1970s generation. So, you know, what I clearly would want is peace. What I would want is a trusting marketplace. So it's the buyer feeling comfortable when a buyer goes into the marketplace that he doesn't need to be caveat emptor. He doesn't need to be buyer beware. The seller will act with integrity. So it's the seller really having caveat venator. Let the seller beware. So the seller provides full disclosure. He doesn't misrepresent. He doesn't mislead. He doesn't manipulate a sales situation through fear. So what I'd like to see when it's all said and done is a trusting marketplace. And really, the marketplace is the ideal situation that we were given as individuals as a testing ground, really to determine, are you ethical in business? So that's really the key. It's having a trusting marketplace where everyone can benefit from honest, ethical relationships.
Mr. Malkoff, really appreciate your visit with us here today and for taking the time and the effort to write this book, Selling Ethically. I'm sure there's a lot to learn from this book, and I'm sure listeners want to know how they could get more information, not only on yourself, but on the book, as well as how could they best pick up the book.
Thank you, Eric. I have a website. It's called The Ethical Giver. The Ethics Giver. That has a good deal of content on it. Also on theethicsgiver.com, there's links to go onto Amazon or go directly onto Amazon. Amazon has my hard-covered book, my soft-covered book, my e-book, and I just produced, and it was just finalized last week, an audio book, really written, really spoken very nicely by a professional actor, because there are a number of characters in my book, and he was able to use his voice differently for each character. So it's The Ethics Giver, and it's Amazon.
Sounds like you got the bases covered, and again, an audio book as well. That certainly is a huge bonus and a convenience as well. Again, Mr. Malkoff, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Truly my pleasure. Thank you again for having me, and have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Joel Malkoff, a.k.a. The Ethics Giver, the author of his new book, Selling Ethically, A Business Parable Connecting Integrity with Profits. And once again, the website of reference is theethicsgiver.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.